This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
To share with you today that the Lord had given me, I was trying in my own strength to come up with something for today. And I was struggling and I wasn't getting anywhere. And then I said, Lord, I know this is not the right way to go. So then he gave me what he wanted to preach on today. And that is, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so I want to share that with you today, that the Lord, you know, he is joy. And that the Lord, without him, you may have joy, but it is not an everlasting joy. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I would like to read you with out of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 to 12, if you can turn with me to that, if you've got your Bible with you. And if you haven't, well, then you have to listen. In Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10 to 12 says, and the background of it is this, that here are a lot of people who hasn't heard the word of God for a long, long time. And when they heard it, they all started crying and they started sort of like, you know, woe is me sort of thing. But then the priest came along, and then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe and the Levites, that's verse 9, who taught the people, said to all the people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people were weeping when they heard the word of the Lord. Then he said to them, go eat the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared, for this day is holy to the Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we are living in a day that we hear the word. And this is not a day, you know, to be sad. This is not a day to be dejected. This is not a day to be sad or bogged down in fears or worries. For this is not a day of sadness. This is the day of joy, for Jesus is our joy, and we have Jesus within us. This is the day of salvation. This is the day to proclaim the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You can always be sad some other time, but not today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And in the early 80s, we used to sing songs of joy nonstop, over and over again in our meetings. Songs like, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is the flag flown high from the castle of my heart. And we used to sort of go and wave and, you know, and all that sort of good thing. And therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Everlasting joy. You know, joy is not something that comes and goes. Joy is within you. And I would like to read, first of all, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3. And that speaks of the oil of joy, the spirit of joy. So, Isaiah 61... Okay, 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me and upon you and upon everybody that's born again. Because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes. And I like that because I can picture myself with a garland around me of beautiful smelling flowers, you know, that you go when you go to Hawaii, you get one of those. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I just got my garland of joy. Giving them a garland instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isn't that a fantastic part of, you know, scripture? The oil of gladness instead of mourning. So, you know, it is so important, the oil of joy. It is so important, the joy. And I've been thinking about that. And if you, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, and Karen has been preaching on love. And she had been doing a very good job on this love business. Don't you agree? But the Lord has laid on my heart joy. But if you look at Galatians 5:22 and look at it, and what does it say? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Now, man's basic need is love. And the next thing that people need, and it's the second fruit of the Holy Spirit, is joy. Yeah? And it's amazing how it is placed. Nothing is placed in the Bible by accident. And here we have, that we can see, first of all, there is love, and the second is joy. You have love, you have joy, you've got strength. And the love is a motivating force in us, because love motivates us to do things we wouldn't do otherwise. But the power of joy is our strength to do it. Praise God. Jesus is joy. The angel of the Lord said to the shepherds at Bethlehem, you find that in Luke 2:10, joy to the world, I bring you good news of a great joy which shall be for all the people, not just one or two, but for all, everyone, everyone. And Jesus is joy. And if you look in Acts chapter 8, I've got to find it first. I haven't got one of those gizmos like Karen got, but I've got to do it all by hand. Chapter 8 and verses 4 to 8, I'd like to read out. And this is just after Saul went totally berserk and started persecuting the Christians and dragging them off to prison and all the rest of it. And therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. And Philip, the deacon, went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip, as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing. For in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them, shouting with a loud voice, and many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was much rejoicing in that city. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes on the scene, joy comes on the scene. Hallelujah. Sadness goes away, and joy comes in. And I know when I was first born again, I was that joyful. I was that full with zest and zeal. And my wife had been praying for me for years, and she had half of Melbourne praying. And a few weeks at the track after I was born again, I heard her overhear to somebody say, "My God, I think I've overprayed." So, you know, praise God. Where Jesus is, there is joy. No worries about that. And hallelujah. Can you say amen to that? Amen. A great joy. And that should be what we have. We should have great joy. All of us. Joy, and joy is infectious. If you are joyful, you go around being a joyful person, you affect others for good. True? Yeah? And I love to be around joyful people. because they lift me up, they carry me, and if I feel a little bit out of sorts, well, that doesn't last very long when you let the joy of the Lord come forth, and also if you're around people, right? And now I've got another little bit here, which follows on from if you're joyful, but on the other hand, if you go around with a long face and behave like a real old misery guts, you will quickly depress the whole atmosphere around you. You pull it all down. But have you ever noticed that when some people enter a room, it brightens up considerably? But on the other hand, sometimes the whole room brightens up when other people leave. praise God. Hallelujah. I'll forgive you, Lord. We love them all. We love them all. Okay, Proverbs 15 and verse 13. I like to preach, and when I preach, I like to use the word of God to bring home what is being said. As Karen said, the word can speak so much better for itself after time. Proverbs, what have I got? 15 verse 13. 13, 15, 16, 15, 13. A joyful heart makes a cheerful face. Now, you know, you've got the dead and it will be seen upon your head. Well, what's on your head? Your face. True. Huh? And so when your face is cheerful, that will be seen. But if you're not, that will be seen also. So it says, well, you know, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. They come with shouting and whatever, and joyful singing. Joyful. They're joyful people. So their whole face is cheerful. Hallelujah. Well, how good is that? And then also in verse Proverbs 17, 22. What does that say? It says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. And that, you know, I think we all can say amen to that one. Yeah. And that's why I say, you know, there is nothing worse, truly, there is nothing worse than a lot of sad sex Christians. Yeah? How are they ever going to win anybody to the Lord? You know, you go around and say, oh, yes, you know, oh, I'm a Christian, yes. And, oh, the Lord loves me, yes. But, oh, you don't know all my troubles and my woes. And you go around and you tell everybody you meet your troubles and your woes. Hallelujah. What a load of baloney. Right? What a load of baloney. The Lord Jesus has given you the authority in your name to bind up your troubles and your woes. Speak to them. Command them in the name of Jesus to go. Don't hang on to them. Don't go cheer them around with everybody else. Just tell them to go, for you have been given the authority and power to do that. Hallelujah. You can command them to go in the name of Jesus. You don't have to carry them around. Hallelujah. For what the world needs to, well, you know, what we should show forth is the joy of the Lord. For that is what the world needs to know. Joy and gladness. When you, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but out there in the street, there's not all that much joy and gladness. You know, you read the newspaper. You know, you switch on your television. And if you really want to get depressed, you'll get depressed then. Because there's nothing but murder, but rape, for people blowing each other up. You know, gangs of youth running riot through our streets. 12 years old and up, some 10 years old. I mean, you know, what they need is joy and gladness. They need to hear Jesus. They need Jesus in their life. Praise God. I haven't got a clue where I'm going, but that's where I am. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we must be somewhere. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And also, joy and gladness is the legal right of every child of the living God. It is the heritage of every person who has accepted Jesus. But look at, well, I won't go right into that, but in Deuteronomy chapter 28, there is a scripture there. And that's rather a bit of a sobering scripture. And that you find verse 47 to 48. And it said, "You grieve the Holy Spirit if you do not serve the Lord with joy and gladness." Now that is a sobering thought, isn't it? Like, you know. And I'll read it again. "You grieve the Holy Spirit if you do not serve the Lord with joy and gladness." You might be serving God, okay, but you can serve him with a wrong attitude. Be very careful how you serve God, for he can easily say, "Okay, son or daughter, if you don't want to serve me joyfully and with a glad heart, I'll pass you by and I'll give it to someone else, and then you'll really lose your joy, because instead of serving the Lord, you'll walk in misery, in lack of all things." And those are not my words, but God's very own. And you find that if you, in Matthew 5, if you read the parables of the talents. You go around and you do God's work gladly and faithfully, then he'll give you more. If you don't, he'll take away what you've got. Praise the Lord. That's what he says. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with joy and gladness and get your foundations right. For joy is an inner strength. Don't confuse joy with happiness. It's a totally different thing. Joy and happiness, because happiness is very dependent on circumstances. And one moment we can be very happy, and the next moment we can get very upset and angry. And if you don't believe me, just remember the last time when you were in a hurry to go somewhere. You go racing out the door. Now you might be very happy. "Oh, I'm going to see so-and-so and blah, blah, blah." You go racing out the door. You're running a bit late. You race out, go to your car, and you've got a flat tire. And I tell you what, you know where your happiness goes, doesn't it? It's out the door, straight away. Or else you haven't got a flat tire. You get in the car, turn the radio on, great, and the car won't start. Well, bye-bye happiness. Happiness is very dependent on circumstances around you. But the joy of the Lord is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is abiding in you all time, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Okay, now whether you make use of it or not, that's up to you. But the joy of the Lord is a gift of the Holy Spirit, and it is birthed in you, and that's where it's strong. Hallelujah. It gives you the strength. Hallelujah. And that's why written here, the joy of the Lord is an inner strength, a deep, life-giving fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you need to bring that up in times when hard times come, and they will come. We all have our trials and tribulations, even the Word tells us. But then we can let the joy of the Lord bubble up. And I don't know about you, maybe I'm blessed that way, but whenever something that comes along, I've just got songs bubbling up inside of me, joyful songs. I don't have to think about it, they just come. And I find myself singing away, and away you go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If there's anything needed in this sad and dying world today, it is the joy of the Lord. And Jesus is a great joy. Psalm 45, verse 7. Psalm 45, verse 7. Have you already got it, Karen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise me. Psalm 47 and verse 7. And verse 7 says, "Thou hast loved righteousness." Now this is God speaking. "Thou hast loved," Lord, that's God speaking about Jesus. "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of joy above thy fellows. Oh, how much more joy can you have than that? Yeah? Jesus was just overflowing with joy. And if we let that joy that we have bubble up within us, it will overflow us as well. Did you know? You need to let it come up. It doesn't come by itself. You need to work at it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, and now I want to go to Hebrew chapter 12. Hebrew chapter 12. And I want you to see something in here. About the great power of joy. Because I said earlier on that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, here you can sort of see where it is the great power of joy. And we read verse 1 to 2, and it says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, you've got to admit that that was not exactly a very joyful experience for Jesus to look forward to, was it? And yet, it says that for the joy that was set before him, that joy was the Lord's strength. Because, again, for Jesus, I'm sure that he still went, wasn't very, like he sweated tears, like drops of blood. That's how much struggle he had. But he still went because he knew what it was going to achieve, the redemption of mankind. And love was the motivating force, but the power of joy was his strength. The joy of knowing that he was doing the will of his Father. And so we can have that same joy. And I know from past experience only too well that the Lord has asked me to do different things and has prayed you to do different things. And sometimes it's not always so easy to step out and do it. And you go, oh, well, I don't know all about this. So you step out and you do it, and what happens? Joy flows. Joy flows after you do it. But we also got to realize that we have an enemy. And it says in John 10:10 that, the devil comes to rob, to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus says, I have come to bring life, and that more abundantly. So, the devil will do his utmost to steal your joy. He'll come against you in every which way to try and steal your joy, because he is very well aware that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so he will do his utmost to try and steal your joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I've come to the conclusion in my own life, and I think the whole church's life, that it is time to get fair dinkum with the Lord, to press in fully unto the things of the Lord, walk with him, talk with him, do his will, no matter what the cost, that you may fully enter into the joy of the Lord. And you will find that in Matthew 25 and verse 21. Jesus Christ is your joy. There is no other way. Jesus Christ is your Lord. And it's sort of in, you've got a couple of scriptures that I'd like to bring out, and that is that wherever you go, you bring the kingdom of God. For the scripture says that the kingdom of God is within you. And then the next scripture that talks about that says, okay, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. So wherever you go, it doesn't matter which situation you find yourself in, you bring the kingdom of God into that area. You bring it with you. You have it within you. So the kingdom of God, yes, it will come down eventually when the Lord comes, but the kingdom of God is here already. It is within you. It's within all of us. So wherever we go, we have got the kingdom of God with us. And I'd like to give a little testimony to that. That many, many years ago, the Lord asked me and my wife to go to Queensland, and we were there for a year, and a very great things happened. It was really good. But I still had to work part-time to pay for my expenses. And I was working on a passion fruit farm. And we were in the shed, and the young man that owns the property, his father had just died not long before. He was a minister in Joe Bielke Peterson's cabinet, and he had the tractor. Anyhow, he went up a steep hill, and the tractor turned over, and it crushed him and killed him. But this young man, he was just saved as well, and that was a story in itself, because he finished up going to a church where he'd never been before, and that was in the area that he lived. And the pastor that was there that night was an old pastor, had come from far away. He had never been there before. He spoke on salvation. This young man got saved, and the pastor got killed on his way home in a car accident. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. But he went home rejoicing. He went home rejoicing. But this young man, he sort of, well, it sort of didn't quite know. He's sort of been slipping a little bit, you know. And so we were in this shed. We were working away, and the ladies were working on a belt, and the passion fruit was going through dips, and then they come and you've got to pack them in and all that. And I honestly can't remember what part I was playing in that, but I was there and I was working away, and I was just working away, doing my own thing, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, this young man, Peter, come racing up to me. He said, Frank, can you take over? Can you take over? He said, I've got to leave. I've just got to get out of here. I've just got to get out of here. I said, okay, all right. I've run it before, so yeah, okay. Anyhow, that same evening, I went for a walk around the farm, and there was Peter sitting on a rock, and he said, Frank, you got a moment? I said, yeah, I've got a moment. And he said, well, he said, you know, when I asked you to take over this morning, I said, yeah. He said, well, I just couldn't stand it anymore. He said, because there was something coming out of you. He said, that was convicting me that much. I just had to get away. I just had to get away. And I'm thinking, I was only doing my job. I wasn't doing anything. I was just working. And so you've got the kingdom of God within you, and it flows out from you. Even unbeknownst to you, you affect other people. So I just wanted to share with you today that, you know, that the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Give him your very best, and then joy and strength will come. There's no doubt about it. And then you will go around and you'll be singing and be seen on your face. Huh? And I can see it on a few faces now. Maybe some, not so sure, but but praise God. Hallelujah. I just felt that the Lord, that was the word that the Lord wanted me to bring today. And so that's what I've done. And I'm very happy. And I'm very joyful.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.